Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Brian Estes, the owner of the new business in Indianola, Sluggers.
All right, what is Sluggers?
Sluggers is an indoor automated batting cages that you can also practice pitching, batting off of tees in the pitching tunnels. You can come and hit without having to have somebody throw it to you because we've got the machines to do it. You buy a token, you get 15 pitches, and it's up to you. If you can hit, you can hit. If you can't, just keep practicing.
Just from a philosophical perspective, Iowa, it's cold weather. You can't practice through the winter. All the baseball, softball coaches will say you got to keep at it. Where do you kind of sit on that?
I agree. You need to keep. If you're gonna stay ready for just baseball or softball, you need to practice throughout the winter. And this is the kind of place that you do it, especially pitchers. Pitchers are in a routine. College pitchers, high school pitchers are always on a routine. You can't find a place to do it. Well, here you do. I've got the tunnels. I've got the nets to pitch into if you can't find a catcher. The distances that you need to pitch in, you know, are set. But, yeah, I agree. You know, if you're fully into what you're doing softball and baseball-wise, you need to continue throughout the season.
If I'm a parent of a young child and maybe they're interested in baseball or softball, what should I expect when I come here?
We will talk to you and let you know if they're ready to hit against these machines or not, if they're the right age. If not, I'll take them into the cage and let them know what they can do, you know, off the tees and stuff. We do have a couple of coaches for softball right now that do hitting and pitching. Later on, we're going to do some camps, intro to T-ball, which, you know, gets them ready for the little ones ready for T-ball this next summer so they actually know what they're getting into. And then, you know, some pitching camps for the younger girls and stuff like that. So we're looking at getting the youth in the area ready for ball and not just keeping the ones in ball going, but getting everybody, you know, coming up ready as well.
Middle school, high school kids, what should they know before they come here in terms of wanting to get better?
They should just know that it's on them to work harder, that I'm just here as a tool. We're here as a tool, and it doesn't cost that much for them to come out and work hard. As it says on my door, there should be no reason somebody outworks you.
What should local coaches kind of know that about what they can maybe do here in terms of getting their teams ready and bringing them here if the weather is a little bit too cold?
Oh, they should know that they can rent the tunnels at any time, book them online, and they can get their kids in here hitting, pitching, and really have the time to have their kids hitting during the wintertime. They shouldn't have to wait, you know, to get to some place 2 weeks down the road or wait until, you know, a week from now or a time that's not, you know, appropriate for them.
How important is those fundamentals when you are the middle school, high school kid, if you want to play baseball, softball in the future, getting those fundamentals down as early as possible?
Well, it's all muscle memory and repetition. So the earlier you can get these down, the better you're going to be in the long run of being able to adjust to the faster speeds, the quicker environment as you grow older.
What type of speeds are we looking at here in the batting cages?
For baseball, you're looking at 50 miles an hour and 75 miles an hour between the two machines that I have. And softball players are hitting at 55 right now.
And there's two pitching areas as well, correct?
Two pitching areas, correct.
All right. One final time. What should people expect here at Sluggers in Indianola?
They should expect to come in and have a good time and also be able to train at the times they want to train. I'm open all during the day.
All right, and batting cages and pitching cages as well?
Yes.
Thanks to Brian Estes for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.